everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shits podcast. This is episode 527. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'm a little stuffy.
Yes, you are.
Just a touch stuffy this morning.
Mm-hmm. It's going around with the way the weather is here. We got real cold. Well, it got hot, then cold, and now back to warming up.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the weather or my body.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather has been unpredictable, which is probably not helping. Also, I work outside-ish, and I got poured on the other day. I was completely soaked. Look, I jumped in a pool.
Oh, you outside the bad storm day?
Yeah, the bad storm day. I was outside at the customer's house, and it just, I mean, it went from, it was sprinkling while we were talking to full-blown, like, hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Tsunami.
And, yeah, and he got just as wet. I mean, it was all at once.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, so we, like, sprinted back to his carport, but it was too late. It was too late at that point. We should have stayed out in the rain and continued our conversation like men.
Mm-hmm.
And just told that rain we weren't going to give in, but instead we sprinted back completely soaked, and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go in and change, and I still had the whole rest of my day. So I was just a damn boy everywhere else I went. But that may have something to do with it. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
That day was crazy. It just stormed all day.
Yeah, it did. We were looking at tornado shelters, like where we can hot go.
Yeah.
if it's something happens, because I guess the tornado showed up maybe like 30 minutes earlier before it was like 30 minutes away from us.
Now, if you built a house, would you put a tornado shelter in it?
Nah.
If you were to build from scratch?
I would, if I could afford it, I would. Yes, I would.
Yeah. I think that I would as well. Nothing too fancy, but just somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do they sell those little drop-in ones that you can put like in your garage floor?
Yeah, the little panic room.
Yeah. No, I think it's just for...
Nah, it'll be a panic room.
But like the TVs and everything, so you can see what's happening?
Yep, you'd have that in there.
No. I think I would never use a panic room. I don't panic.
You would hide in there.
It'd just be another room. I just have shit in there.
Right.
That'd just be storage room.
Yeah, make sure you have a game system in there, so just in case you need to go hide away for a minute.
Which game system do you put in there?
Probably a Switch.
Yeah. A little versatility. Hold it. Put it on the dock.
Mm-hmm. You can hook it to the TV if you need to, yeah.
Yeah, you got two Joy-Con you can give out.
Yep. It doesn't take up much room.
Yeah. You could also put a classic Game Boy in there, too.
Nah.
Same size as the Switch once you put all your attachments on.
But then it's just for you. No sharing.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm the panicked one. You remember how big the Game Boy was once you put all your sweet-ass accessories on?
No, I never had a Game Boy.
Oh, my God, you're missing out. You had to put the magnifying glass with the built-in light because you couldn't see shit on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a sweet speaker on the bottom, too, that extended it. It was about the size of a Switch, but thicker, like a Wii U. I had all kinds of crazy stuff on mine, accessories that I packed around. The accessory business was big back in the day on video games. They're not really anymore. I mean, you remember even when you worked at GameStop, how many, like, accessories and dumb shit that they sold? That just doesn't, that's not really a thing anymore. I mean, you have some third-party controllers, yeah. So, I had, what is this? Yeah, basically that, but with a speaker on the bottom. Then that thing looked like a Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
Has a Handy Boy on it.
Magnifying glass.
Golly, that thing wants $300 for it. How much is just a Game Boy going for? Seems expensive. Look at that one in the box, looking good for $236.
Damn. A Japanese version.
Yeah, I want the. I would want the U.S. version. $250. $87. It's got biz though. You know, I only have one Game Boy, and it is my original Game Boy. Like wow. mine.
Oh, damn. Oh, I forgot they had this kind.
Oh, the Advance. I have a bunch of those. I have a bunch of the SPs, too, the little clamshells.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, I have a bunch of those.
Oh, what the hell is that?
Like a carrying case. It looks like one. That way people knew what they were stealing.
Yep.
I have a clamshell that was came on a Nintendo display from a store. It's a little Pokemon display that holds the clamshell while you play it in the store. I obtained that through proper channels, Nintendo. Oh, yeah, look at that bad boy. See that little extra battery pack there?
Hell yeah.
I had that, too.
Oh, they used the crap out of that. It's all faded off the...
Yeah, dude, he has Home Alone, Kirby's Dream Land, Tetris. Tetris is the best game you can get for the Game Boy. Yoshi's Cookie, Super Mario, Quix. I loved it, man. I love my Game Boy. I thought that was the future. I still think that. That's why the Switch does so well. People want to be portable, even if they're not.
Oh, look at that camera.
Oh, yeah. I got that thing, man.
Oh, my brother had this little light thing.
Oh, I didn't have that one. The camera I have is for the... You see that printer there, too? I have that printer, too. The third picture.
Oh.
That one. That's the little printer that goes with it. So you could take pictures on that shitty camera. I think it's for the Game Boy Color, though. If I'm not mistaken. I don't think that's for the Game Boy. I think that's for the Game Boy Color.
Look at that one.
Look at that thing.
I can...
It's that blue thing at the bottom.
I have no idea.
That thing's wild. Yeah, I love the original Game Boy. So you didn't do any handhelds at all? No, anything?
No.
Game Gear, nothing?
Nope. My first handheld was the Switch. Now my brother had handhelds. Oh, this one, they had a Game Genie for it, too? I didn't know they had a Game Genie.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at the leather case on that one.
Oh, dude, that's like a book dust cover for one.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rad, too.
More Transformer-ish.
Yeah, I think that speaker on the bottom is the one that I had. My magnifying glass, I don't remember exactly what it looks like, if it's that fold-out one.
Mm-hmm. Game Boy Advance accessories. Well, this one's got like a little controller you can connect to it.
Oh, yeah. So I never went wild with the accessories for the Game Boy Advance. I had the e-card reader and the... I might have had a light for my Advance, but I had the e-card reader, and then I had something else goofy for it. Oh, look at that. You put it in there, it gives you like a joystick. Konami made that, the Hyper Boy. It just turns it into like a baby-ass arcade. I've never seen that before. And just for anybody thinking I grew up real, real fancy, I bought all this as an adult. Now, I did have the Game Boy as a child. They bought that for me, but I didn't have a Game Boy Advance or SP or any of that. I had that Game Boy Micro. That thing's pretty awesome. It's tiny, man. Smaller than an NES controller.
So the Game Boy, would you say, was your favorite?
Probably, but I think it's probably attached to all my feels.
The nostalgia of her.
Yeah, I think my mom bought it for me, and then my dad bought me a bunch of games and accessories, and I had this, like, soft zip case that I kept it in with a bunch of games, and I took it everywhere with me.
Mm.
It was just a black case. It was made for it, though, because the cutouts all fit, but it didn't say, like, Game Boy on the outside. I didn't have the camera and printer and stuff. Well, that's for the color anyways. I never had a Game Boy Color. I mean, I never had anything except for that. It's the only handheld they bought me. I'm trying to think. I think I bought my own PSP. My dad might have bought my PSP, but I think that's the only handheld they ever bought me. Oh, no, that's not true. I had a Game Gear also. But those are the only two I think I ever had growing up.
My brother let me borrow his PSP inside his PSP for a little while because he wasn't using it. That would probably been the first games because I never played in the Game Boy or the Game Boy Advance or anything like that.
Yeah.
My first handheld I actually played besides the phone was my brother's PSP.
The PSP I loved. Mm-hmm. I think I just love a handheld because I also thought the PSP was the future, and then I thought the Vita was. And then I thought the Wii U was a piece of shit. But then I thought the Switch got it right. I thought the Wii U, first off, I liked some things that it did. That plasticky, cheap-feeling controller wasn't it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've talked about it before. It was necessary for us to get there, like, to do that, to get to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Look at the Vita. Look how clean that thing looks. Steel. Is that like that's like a reimagining?
Yeah, if they didn't.
Sony's just wild enough that they would do it. They're just crazy enough. I could see them just announcing a handheld. Although things have been good for Sony for the last decade, really.
Mm-hmm. How do you remember?
Oh, PSP Go. I got it right out here on the shelf. Hell yeah. Me and Dan used to play that thing at GameStop all the time.
My brother had that. My brother had the phone.
Oh, yeah. The what the hell was that thing called? Back when Sony was really pushing, like, to play games on the phone hard, they had that, like, PlayStation phone. Yeah. The Ericsson. You know, that looked too bad either. Be honest with you. It's got a real Sidekick vibe.
Yeah, it does.
Did you ever get one of the PlayStation 1s, the little boys? When they read that one?
Oh, that, no.
A screen on it, but that's one of the little guys. They're tiny. They're like the size of a disc case.
No, my brother had the original PlayStation. I got the blue PlayStation 2. That was my first system.
Yeah, all this trip down memory lane right here. This is why I struggle so hard to sell my stuff, because I think I want to get rid of it, but then I pull it up and I look at it and I get half a wreck when I'm looking at all these pictures.
Right. Get some nostalgia going on.
Yep.
I wanted a Vita.
What about now?
No.
There's still so much you can play, though.
Right. I got the Switch right now. I don't need too much.
Are you packing your Switch with you, though?
When I go on vacation, when I go out of town, yeah.
Yeah, but like you're not going, like, you could take the Vita with you to, like, if you're going to wherever, somewhere for 30 minutes.
Oh, possibly.
You're not taking your Switch like that. It's too much. The Switch is kind of big.
It is. Didn't you get a special edition? Did you get the Vita?
No. So for the Vita, I like that blue. For the Vita, I just have the regular 3G version.
Okay.
I have all kinds of PSPs, man.
Well, I remember people were going crazy over the jailbroken PSPs. Like, you would jailbreak it and sell it for way more.
Yeah, it's like everything.
Mm-hmm.
People love to break something.
Now, what about that? I saw that. That PlayStation
Pocket Station?
Yeah, Pocket Station.
Yeah, I got that too.
No, not the Pocket Station. That the thing that goes on your phone. The new PlayStation thing, too, you can help you the backbone, that's it.
Yeah, it takes like $100. It looks cool. I just don't think I really play games like that on my phone. Yeah, I like that PS5 one, that one. That's not. Is that the PS5? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, that's it's the cool. iPhone version. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
And that's that Razer, like the Razer Kishi.
Yeah. That Turtle Beach one up top looks wild.
It's $100, yeah.
Yeah. That looks wild, too. They're smart. They show Game Pass on it. Oh, it's tiny. Slots, look at that.
Oh, yeah, you distort it.
Yeah. The Atom. Turtle Beach Atom.
Yeah, black and yellow. Best Buy, $100.
Black and yellow. God, if I was going to buy one of those, I would buy the Backbone. Officially licensed.
Mm-hmm.
That would you would do one of those?
Possibly.
I just don't play enough on my phone.
I don't either, but just to be able to access your PlayStation, the remote play.
Yeah, I guess. I don't remote play the PS5. I don't know what I would play. Like, I'm not going to play Hogwarts or something like that. I guess if you need to grind some levels in Fall Guys, you could.
Yeah, so you could probably play Fall Guys with that.
I'm going to see what the costumes are, but I don't know that I'm going to re-up the Fall Pass.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to. I maybe need a break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still undecided. Rumbleverse, the end is near for it.
Did you guys play any Rumbleverse this week?
No. I played Fall Guys. We started playing Wreckfest again, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. And
Rocket League. And then the bulk of my time playing this week was spent on Hogwarts Legacy.
Gotcha.
It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
I know every podcast on Earth is talking about it, but I just, to also be talking about it, it's just real good.
About how far are you in, you think?
About 10%.
Oh, damn. Only 10%.
After 6 hours.
Oh, if you only play 6 hours. Okay.
Yes. Now, here's what I'll say about it is, I mean, you could probably mainline the story fairly quick, but you're basically in an open world Hogwarts and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can, if there's a door in the castle, you can go in it. So it's the full Hogwarts, everything like detailed, and you can just go in every single room. And I mean, it takes a while to go from one side to the other, and then you get distracted by everything around you.
Yeah.
And there's secrets hidden everywhere.
You know, that's what you were saying last week.
It's really magical. Yeah. And then of course you have the surrounding areas. I went to Hogsmeade and all that, and it's super cool.
So I'm sure
they have a fast travel, but I never use it.
Because you just like to walk around and just see everything.
Yeah, looking for secrets, looking for hidden shit.
Mm-hmm.
As you learn more spells, more things become accessible. And so it's a really well done. It looks amazing. It plays well. I don't know that I'm super in love with the combat. I don't have a problem with it. It's very simple and repetitive. I'm also playing on baby mode, though.
Baby mode.
So that probably has something to do with it.
Right.
But it's a fantastic game. I won't waste anybody's time anymore on that. But it's really, really good. I think it's good even if you're not a Harry Potter fan. I think it's really good.
Now, how about like a friend of the show, Marshall 205? How's he playing it?
Just rock hard every day. He can't get enough of it. Loves it. I think he's 25 hours in.
Whew.
Yeah, he just can't get enough. He made some offhanded statement last night, like if it was the only game he could play forever, it'd be fine.
Ooh.
But he's a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan, but I'm not a fan like that. He has like Harry Potter shit up in his room.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't have all that.
Yeah, he was going over it during our episode.
Oh, was he? Yeah, he's got it everywhere. It's like a sword and hat that sits behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's. I'm happy they made this game because I'm happy it was good because he's loving it.
Right.
Now you have the smallest amount of Harry Potter memorabilia. You probably have the Brickheads, right?
Yeah, just the Brickheads only.
That's it. You see the 100th anniversary Disney Brickheads?
Yes.
They look good.
Yeah, they do.
You getting them?
Yeah, I'll get all the Brickheads.
You need to get those. They look good.
Well, I will try to get all the Brickheads. Those Comic-Con exclusive ones are going to elude me. They're just way out of my price range.
Those Disney ones are only 40, though.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not worried about 40. I'm worried about the $500 to $1,000.
I was last night, I was looking at some, just seeing what sets were out there, because I thought about ordering something new, because I don't know. And I thought they were cool. Also, the Penguin Slushy Van, which is cool. It's only a 20 spot, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one. Oh, the tiny house. Little tiny house that comes with a truck to pull it. Van to pull it.
Yep, that's good. Then did you see Up?
65. I didn't see Up.
Oh, yeah, they're doing Up.
Is Up out yet?
No.
I was looking at new releases, that's why.
Oh.
Did you see the A-frame cabin, though, I really want? Oh, it looks so good.
This is a better picture.
It looks so good with the balloons on top.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it?
I think, if I remember, it's pretty cheap. $39.99, I think.
Did you know that they get if you come up with the idea that becomes a thing, you get 1% of the sales?
I knew you got something for it.
Yeah, I watched a doc on TV that was from 2015, so you may even get more now. But yeah, that's what they said. You get 1% of the total global sales. I really want the typewriter so bad.
The typewriter is nice.
It just looks so good.
But for $250, though.
It looks, yeah, but it's the kind of thing that on a shelf, everybody's going to think looks good. They keep showing this, like, all these fake Up ones.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jay's Brick Blog. He's got the real one. Oh, the little train is cute, too.
Yeah, the Disney.
The 100th year train. In that documentary, they're talking about how the set design and everything works and minifigures and all that. You know, they, at that moment in 2015, they're a year ahead. So they're designing the minifigures for 2016 and 2015 and the sets in 2015 for 2016 so that they can get them made and marketed and everything.
Yeah, that's why sometimes they're a little off on what actually is out.
Yeah, it's wild because they have so much R&D time beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People talking about price shit on that one?
No, not yet. One of the $54.99.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
It seems like all those Disney sets seem like they're pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, they're not too crazy.
What it was only 500 pieces though, huh?
Yeah, it's a small set. Yeah.
Oh, is this the lineup for 2023 on the Brickheads?
I'm just trying to see if that... Lord of the Rings.
They're doing Lord of the Rings stuff, yeah. I don't care much for that.
Oh, I want the Wally one for sure.
Wally looks so good. Is that Maleficent?
Yeah.
And what's her face? DeVille?
Cruella DeVille.
Yeah, and Maleficent. Who are the bottom two? Is that Braid?
And... Moana.
Oh, yeah. They're okay.
Certain ones just look better than others.
That's true, like Wally.
Mm-hmm. He even has, like, the sad face on his eyes.
Steve.
Oh, that's one of my favorite ones there. Steve and Creeper.
Yeah. I told you when Brickheads came out, I absolutely despised them, and I've really come around on them.
Mm-hmm.
I see the charm in them now. I'm not going to get them, but I do think they're cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty much good. I'm a little, now I said a little bit, but the stuff that came out this year I don't have besides, I have him. The Star Wars guy. That's the only one I have that from this year so far.
Head over to that ideas page. Let's see what's coming up. Now I'm thinking we got to make a set. We got to get a set on here now. We got to get 1%. There's so many submissions, man. The Men in Black car.
That's pretty neat. It actually transforms.
Yeah.
Welcome to Narnia.
I'm not a big
Scream.
Yeah. Bluey.
That'll sell. Like
Bluey will probably get turned into a set.
Yeah.
Oh, that Central Station looks so good.
Yeah, it does. E.T. That.
That's cool. The little poster. And I assume they would do it like the way they do all their frames.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool idea. Oh, that shrimping boat. Beautiful.
Ice cream parlor. Oh, I'd get that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool too. You go right in your city stuff. Oh, the Riverside Lodge. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
These are all really good today. Swiss Army knife. That's funny.
Shrek.
I'm surprised that hasn't been. That Shrek character up there is a little unsettling.
Yeah, but I think that's the... If you look in the corner over there... I think that's just a cartoonish. Tailspin. Oh, my God.
That looks super good. That set looks huge. Venice is cool.
City Burger.
Also cool.
I like that one. SpongeBob.
Do they not do SpongeBob sets?
They have. But it was like just one... Antique cabinet.
That's cool too.
Christmas theater.
You can change out the little scenes.
Mm-hmm. If you guys want to know what we look at, the website is ideas.lego.com.
So you could submit your idea on here, and if it gets turned into an actual idea.
Right. You just have to have a certain amount of supporters. What is it, like 10,000 or something?
I think it's 10,000, yeah. So that guy on that old dock, he was, look at the Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that designed the birds.
Oh, okay.
And he got his check after 3 months, and he couldn't share what it was. But he did say, look, it's unfortunate somebody did that up house, but it's not the one they used. He said that he wouldn't say how much money it is, but it's enough to buy a car. Not like a Lamborghini, but enough to buy a car is what he said. So, I mean, you got to think he probably got 30,000 or so out of that in the first 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... probably when all of it, I mean, that's when most of your sales are going to come.
Right. And that's
all that greenhouse is cool.
But you have to get an idea that is not licensed, unfortunately.
Right.
Because if you do like a licensed one, it's going to get a hit. You're not going to get any of that. Like the Jazz Quartet one, that would have been one you're not going to get. But like Starry Night, whoever owns Starry Night.
Yeah, those become complicated. Oh, Bob's Tugboat looks good.
That's a book.
Yeah, it's one of those book nook things.
Is this a cartoon?
Yeah, I think it's that whatchamacallit.
Gumball Watterson's house.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. It's not something I watch.
That one's okay.
The Brickton Heights?
Mm-hmm. Modern Family.
There's another boat. Shrimp boat again.
The Aurora. The
Aurora. Once upon a time. The restaurant's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see Turtle, friend of the show, Marshall 205, and spend it all in there.
I know.
Gilmore Girls' house. Hey, Gilmore's Girls' house is not far off. 7,600.
Oh, yeah.
People love that show. Kerbal Guy, Wizard's Hut.
Tupac. It's not bad. It's not great.
Yeah.
Tiki Lounge.
I will say a lot of these are getting better and better. I remember when we used to first look at this, everything looked like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday set. They might have missed the mark on that. It would have been, you could have got that thing out quick.
7,400 views.
Yeah.
He posted December 22nd.
The Garden Retreat.
Medieval Watchtower.
Oh, there's your Brickton Water Tower. He's got the whole set ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That little house is clean.
Tricycle.
La La Land. Pretty cool.
Yep. All right, we can look at this all day.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting that tiny house, pull behind tiny house. It'd be pretty cool.
Tiny house village. Yeah. Do a little set with a bunch of tiny houses.
Once you get the look of it, you could start building your own to go on top of the trailer.
Mm-hmm. So besides Wreckfest and Hogwarts, that's the only thing you played?
Yeah, and then just the Fall Guys, Rocket League, usual.
Did Marshall 205 get closer to getting the SpongeBob, or does he even care?
He doesn't care. He's not even playing it anymore.
Oh, so he's not playing it. That's right. He doesn't. How's Rocket League? Did you guys do any tournaments?
We did one last night, and we made it to the top four.
Nice. So, with me, I beat Spider-Man. Now, running through the city, doing all the extra side missions, and finishing off the beating up the Sabres and the crime. I just started the DLC also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing Black Cat's DLC, her mission.
Are you considering the platinum?
I don't think I'm going to get it, because there's no, I don't think I'm going to be able to get the drone.
Yeah.
Time. I tried a few of them and I can't get that. And then there's one where you have to we have to fight people and you have to get a certain score. I'm not coming close to getting the top score.
What were your overall thoughts of the game?
It was good. I'm mad because I missed out on one cut scene up the beginning of it. When Miles gets bit.
Not Miles.
Yeah.
See, Miles gets bit in the beginning?
No, in the beginning of the cutscene, I missed.
Oh, yeah.
When Miles gets bit.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, I don't think he gets bit in the beginning.
I was looking down on my phone or something, because my wife was texting me about dinner or something. And
also, spoiler alert for everybody.
Yeah, so and I just looked down, and I wasn't paying attention. I had my headset off, so she was talking to me. And I wasn't looking at the screen at all. And the next thing I know, Toby McGuire. I was thinking Toby McGuire.
No, it's fine. Toby McGuire.
But Peter Parker and Miles were in the room, and all of a sudden, Miles jumps up on the ceiling, and I'm like, what the hell?
Now, what you got to do when you get the phone call is you got to hit the PlayStation button.
Deposit?
You got to back out, yeah.
Yeah, see, I wasn't thinking it was going to be anything important, like an important cutscene.
Now, do you regret not playing this game 33 years ago when it came out?
Yeah.
They've been a part of things.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation.
Right. But it was fun. I do like flying around the city. I only fast travel to get the trophy.
Yeah, the swinging feels good.
Yeah, it does.
The traversal is fun in that game. And the traversal is even better in Miles Morales. It's even more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it'll be even better in Spider-Man 2. Now, do you feel a rush to get through Miles Morales so that Spider-Man 2 is ready for you?
No.
What about to get a PS5? You feel a rush for that?
No.
Dan tried to come to your defense.
Yeah, he did.
Message. He told you to take as long as you want, but he doesn't count because he needs to get one too.
I know.
His vote doesn't count. You hear that, Dan? Your vote doesn't count.
Right.
For it to count, you have to either be on the show or you could go ahead and get one yourself and start playing.
I know.
He's retired from video games.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, for now. Until his son gets a little older when they can play together.
Maybe he's retired forever.
No, I don't think he's retired forever.
Maybe he went out on top.
Could have.
I don't know.
Never know.
We were playing last night, and a friend of the show, Marshall 205, said, are you going to get the VR? And I said, I don't, at some point, I'm sure, but nobody's getting it. Mm-hmm. So are you getting it? He goes, I might. I said, you want to get it right now? And he was like, I don't know. We can. And he's like, we probably just wait until we see it in the store somewhere. I was like, all right. But there was a moment last night where I thought it was going to happen.
The gym almost got him into it.
Well, I think it was mutual. I think it was a, you know, I don't need it. He doesn't ever play Quest with me.
Right.
But if he wants to get it, I mean, I'm just looking for an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also fine waiting. I'm not like jonesing for it.
Right. Now, you can use your PlayStation 4, the VR for that, right?
No.
You can't use it?
No.
I thought you could. I thought you could, but you can only play those games.
Yeah, you can hook it up to the PS5. Yeah, I didn't understand what you're asking.
Yeah, I was saying you can hook it up to the PlayStation and just use the to play the PS4 games on your PS5.
You have to get a special adapter that I don't know. You had to get it through Sony.
Right, right. I remember I ordered that, so I have that adapter.
Yeah, I don't know if you can still get it, but that's how you had to get it. But yeah, you absolutely can.
Not, actually, I don't even know where it's at. I think it might be in my PlayStation cabinet. I have a little cabinet on my dresser behind me.
So your VR is just sitting there behind that 8-foot-tall piece of bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
That bamboo's so straight. If you had a cat, that bamboo would last 10 seconds.
Right. We have the same plant at work, and that one is like has a whole bunch of strings coming out of the top.
Yeah.
But I only have like just the two.
You keep her trimmed up?
No. I just let it grow.
Just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little natural. I got you. Those that can't see, he's just got a 4-foot-tall, just straight up.
It's not really 4-foot-tall.
4-foot-tall. And it just goes straight up.
Mm-hmm.
6.5 feet tall, just dead ass straight, like an arrow. Piece of bamboo.
Yeah, right next to the PlayStation VR.
Correct.
Headset.
That you don't ever use anymore.
Well, I got to hook it up.
Yeah.
I had it hooked up, but I had to move some stuff around.
If you had that Quest, you wouldn't have to hook anything. I just have to put it on your face.
I know. But unless I wanted to play like the really, really good games, hook it up to my computer.
Yeah, but that's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're wireless, you can't go back. Or the idea of going back sounds no good.
Right. I got you.
So much freedom. You can play out in traffic if you want it.
Just walk out in traffic?
You can play while you're skydiving.
I seen a video of a guy playing the Quest on a subway train.
Yeah, it's fucking unacceptable, but you can do it.
Yeah, he was doing it. People were just looking at him weird because he was just like throwing his arms all over the place.
You got to watch out because sometimes you'd be throwing punches.
Right, you're going to hit someone.
Yeah. Now, is that your fault or their fault? Because they can see and you can't.
Right, I think it'd be their fault if they walk into it.
I think you're right. Because if you see that I'm being an asshole and playing on the subway, you got to give me a little room.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But maybe there's some ownership on my part that I have to put, like, maybe I got to tape off a circle on the floor before I start playing. That's your no-no square. You can't come within that.
Right.
Because you might get dotted.
Mm-hmm.
You might catch a haymaker the way your boy Greg Hardy did.
Oh, yeah. He got knocked out last night.
He went sleep.
Mm-hmm. Bare knuckle boxing.
Hey, he's big.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, he barely made the 265 weight when he fought in UFC.
Yeah, he's big. He looked fat.
I said he walks around like 290.
And I ain't fat shaming. He's a big boy.
Yeah, he wasn't in as good a shape as his UFC days.
He was beating that dude's ass, too.
He was. He just got caught.
Yeah, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not to you or I, but it happens.
Yeah, things always happen.
So, yeah, that was interesting. What were we talking about?
So, I was talking about me getting the PlayStation 5 to play the next Spider-Man.
Yeah, how on earth did we get to Greg Hardy?
I don't know. Just kept
what
on.
Happened?
What happened? Started talking about my VR back here and so then the plant.
You agreed to get a PS5. That's where we left off.
No.
Fans are tired from games.
I'm not going to go to a store tomorrow or today and get a PS5.
Why?
Because I don't need one.
Nobody needs one. What's the... You have a toy from your youth that you no longer have that you want that you would buy if you saw somewhere? But you're not going to, like, search it out? Like, is there something you had that you were, like, you have a lot of memories, a lot of nostalgia for, that if you just, like, walked in a yard sale and it was sitting there, you'd have to have it?
I would say yes, but I couldn't tell you what it would be.
Yeah.
Because I've come close. Like, there was this Transformer that I had when I was younger that I saw at Replay Toys, but it was just $200 and... Everything was worth $200 because the box was all wrecked up.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking more of like you walk in and saw it on the cheap. And not for the purposes of reselling, the purposes of fulfilling your like destiny. of having that again. I'm not a big toy guy. You know, mine's mostly all video games now. I had toys growing up, but I just don't have room for them.
Yeah, I would say maybe the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. No, I don't know.
It's big.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I would say more likely that Transformer.
Yeah.
The Jetfire Transformer. Which, let me show you.
That one?
Yeah.
And that thing is $700 on that eBay.
Yeah, so this guy had it. Oh, they had Replay Toys in, it's a toy store in where we live. They had one for $200, but the box was way more damaged than this. There was no plastic on the front. The toy was definitely played with because it wasn't in good condition. It'll probably be that. I used to have the Devastator one too.
Would you
Yeah, it would probably be this if I seen this.
And you just put it on the shelf?
Yeah, I would leave it just like that. In the box, on the shelf.
And it's just because it holds a special place for you.
Mm-hmm. Because this Transformer, this specific Transformer, is made off of my favorite anime, which is Robotech. It's the same exact jet. They just convert it into a Transformer.
Trying to look around while you were doing that, if there's anything. I don't think so.
Yeah, so this was the TV show, The Robotech. And that's basically what Jetfire is. Love that cartoon. Or anime. I have the DVD collector set, the Blu-ray collector set of it. I have a few of the figures I bought from GameStop.
If I could get some of the, maybe if I walked in somewhere and they had like the Silverhawks, I loved that growing up. If I could walk in and find those, I might buy those. You ever watch that?
I remember watching, but I couldn't remember. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing like the main character.
Yeah, I would probably. If I walked somewhere and they had like a bag of those, I'll tell you, I did go in a place the other day and they had a bag of all the, look at him, he looks so good, the copper. I walked in a place the other day in town and they had a bag of the old vintage Smurfs.
Oh.
They had like, it's probably 20 of them in a bag, and they also had the little, two of the little mushroom huts in there. Do vintage. You're going to have to put vintage, though. Because I think they still make them. But they were, I will tell you, they had them adequately priced to where you couldn't really make any money off of them. Yeah, they had like Papa Smurf's hut and everything. And I picked it up like 3 or 4 times and put it back down because I was like, I want it.
Those were cool. We had, me and my brother had a few of them.
Yeah. Would you get nostalgia if you saw a bag of them?
Oh yeah, I would.
Would you consider it?
I would.
Yeah, they would look good on a shelf.
20 of those, I would say if it was $20, I probably would have bought them.
It was $70.
Nah, not for 70.
But again, they came with two houses too, Papa Smurf's house and another house.
Look at all those.
Those are not from here though. Their money's not from here. Well, look at that guy. He loves Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
His whole room is Smurfs.
Oh my, look at all the plush toys he's got. All the figures.
Lots of people. I hope he meets this lady.
Mm-hmm.
She also loves Smurfs.
Or is that his mom? That could be his mom.
Nah, room's different, isn't it?
Well, I mean, she looks like she's old enough to be his mom. Or that could be his mom there.
Why is his mom? It could be his lady friend, bro. They could be doing Smurf shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I never would have thought. I don't know why I wouldn't have thought like someone would do, like collect Smurfs like that.
We'll collect everything.
Yep. So Silverhawk would be yours, not like Micro Machines or anything. Any.
No, I think. So you see Micro Machines around, and I still have all mine from when I was a kid. I still have all my Hot Wheels. I think if I just walked in and found like a Silverhawks, I would be like, I gotta buy it. Like, it seems like a sign, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even know anyone else that even cared about that growing up. None of my friends liked. I like watched that in shame by myself.
So I went to.
Couldn't talk about it.
The toy store, the Replay Toys, and they had one of these for the Hot Wheels.
I wouldn't. There's no way I would buy that as an adult, but as a child, I would have been semi-erect to have that.
Oh my God. Is this the one I had? Yeah, this is the one I had. Because I had the car wash.
Yeah, that car wash is good. Look at that Shell logo. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Valvoline, Pennzoil.
Yeah, then you can ramp them up. You can stack them on top of each other.
Yeah.
And have a huge one.
I had the parking garage, which is a big one. You're still old enough here that they're trying to make things look realistic. By the time I got involved, they're wacky. They weren't even trying anymore to make it look old, you know, like a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Wheels get my nostalgia bone going.
Do you ever just walk down the aisle and just see one of the little Hot Wheel cars and like, ooh, I want that. I'm getting
it. All the time. Every now and then I'll buy one and I don't even know why or what to do with it.
Now this is, I always thought like the Hot Wheel collectible, this was the cheating one. Where you have bunch of them in there.
I'll tell you what's bullshit, though, is they'll sell you a pack like that, but then there's one exclusive paint in there. And so you'll have to buy the whole freaking set to get the one car you can't get any other way.
Like the little minivan down here in the bottom.
So that one doesn't appear to have one, but usually there'll be one in the corner that says, like, it's got a little box kind of drawn around it, and it'll tell you. See how that red box is on those?
Oh, yeah.
Those are all, see, that's exclusive. You can't get that color anywhere else. And it's straight bullshit. Because that's how they get you.
Oh, that's a little Volkswagen Bug.
It's good.
Little Beetle.
But if you want that paint, it's the only way to ever get it.
Yeah, that is cheating.
I love a Hot Wheels.
My collecting aspect, my OCD on it would, I'd be crazy. If I did some shit, if I bought Hot Wheels.
There's that parking garage I have, but it's made a little more fancy now. It's like that without all the shit all over it.
Mm.
I wanted it for so long, and my mom finally got it for me. It was awesome. Yeah. I mean, that was my toy of choice growing up, was the Hot Wheels. I played with Hot Wheels more than I played with anything. Dude, I would just get on the rug. I'd set up scenes. I was, you know.
Yep.
Bussing ass through town.
Oh, they made a mistake at school. I remember they gave us paint sets.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to paint a bunch of the Hot Wheels different colors, and well, I ruined all my little cars.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I probably had some good ones.
You're an asshole just destroying toys. You break toys and stuff?
No, I never broke them. I painted them. Well, I got mad when me and my friend were playing G.I. Joes, and we had like a little war scene set up in his backyard where then it rained, and he went out there and got all the toys. Well, he had my G.I. Joes for a while. And his little brother decided to undo all the G.I. Joes, like screw the back out, and started swapping out the heads and the arms. And then I pretty much just lost like 40 or 50 G.I. Joe figures.
I would have been heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. Because he had like Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. He had like a lot of the good ones.
The collector's game for G.I. Joes is really, the market's alive for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the G.I. Joes,
but I was never like, I was never that into them. I had some, but I think I was doing it just to get, you know, be a part of everything. It's a little like, whatever they are, 3 1/4 inch or whatever, the Kenner.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had a nice, good collection of G.I. Joe figures.
Who makes them? I said Kenner. I want to be not wrong.
Hasbro, maybe.
Click on that Hasbro makes them now. Were they always Hasbro?
That's new. 25th anniversary.
Go all the way up. There was an old classic. Is this a classic?
Reaction figure.
Go down. Is that who made them? Reflection?
Reflection.
That don't seem right either.
That definitely looks old school.
The Joes. Yeah, I guess that's who made them. I see that same logo.
I had him.
That one's pretty cool. Hasbro. That's what that says. But yeah, they were cool. I bought the Star Wars, a lot of Star Wars figures, whenever Episode 1 came out. Because I missed the older ones. So when Episode 1 came out, I fell hard. And, you know, they re-released like all the old toys.
Right.
And so I got hard in the ones that I would say are like least valuable.
Oh, no, I had the some of the original toys. I didn't have many. I maybe had 15.
Yeah.
15 little figures with the little toys. I had He-Man. I had She-Ra.
Oh, She-Ra.
Which I don't remember watching the cartoon of She-Ra. I just remember having She-Ra figures because they fit with the He-Man toy line. Right.
Was never big into He-Man.
G.I. Joes and Transformers, GoBots, StarCom. Oh, StarCom was so amazing. Do you remember StarCom at all?
Nope.
They had little magnets on their feet. And you could basically stick the little guys everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I don't remember those, but that's cool. That dude's name is Dallas.
Yeah, and then they had these cool ships. And then the bases was a StarCom toy. The base was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like an old rig.
Yeah, so you can stick them on and it would go up and down like this little.
Yeah. And then the crash test dummies?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, if I walked in the place, I would buy those. I still have mine. Oh, look at this guy's set.
Yeah, so you could, the bases, they're connectable.
Yeah, they all so snap like, together.
You buy that one, then you have to buy that one, and you put
would it. Would you buy those if you walked in and they had them?
Oh, that would be. That would be a possibility.
Yeah. Pull up these crash test dummy toys, and then we got to go. I want to see what these look like. I think I have a lawnmower, and then I have two of the figures. Yeah, I think I have the blue and the yellow guy. And I have that little green lawnmower. Yeah. And so when it hits that front bumper, it slings him off. When that front bumper is.
Oh, yeah, I see how
ejecto.
The.
Yeah.
Ejecto-cito, cuz.
Hey, if I walked in somewhere, especially if they were in the package, I would get those.
It's not that you would go buy out, like, searching for them, but if you just happen to walk into a vintage toy store and seen it.
So to be clear, I don't like toys that way, so I would not seek out any toys. But if I walked in and they had them, I would absolutely buy those.
Right.
If they were cheap. Like, I'm not going to replay toys. That's what they deal in. My camera quit working. What happened?
Yeah, you've been paused for a good minute.
Huh. Yeah, but I wouldn't go in. Like, I wouldn't go to eBay. You could find anything. No, I wouldn't go search it out, but they're cool to have. I got to start clearing some shit out, man. I got too much stuff.
I heard that. Oh, let me go over one with, did you see the what PlayStation's putting on their, they're adding to their PlayStation Plus catalog?
No.
The games, they're adding The Quarry, Resident Evil, Horizon Forbidden West, Outriders, Borderlands 3, and Scarlet Nexus.
It's a good lineup.
Yeah, so they're going to add it. So if you're a PlayStation Plus extra or premium member, you get these games.
It's a good lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Solid lineup.
So I'm going to be able to play Horizon.
Or The Quarry.
Or The Quarry, yeah.
Should play The Quarry.
Which I haven't even played the other ones.
It's completely unrelated. And also doesn't play like any of the other ones, so it's a good time to play it.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
No, nothing. All right. So if you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch, @HoffinShow. I did get a couple new followers. I guess you guys are following me. Decided to join. Say hi. Drop a comment. Let me know what's up. Are you into toys, games? What are you playing? What are you collecting, if you collect? But this was episode 527. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.